Greetings, world record heads. It's your boy, the B-Man. And guess what? This week's my birthday, and I have a present for you. Go to worldrecordpodcast.com, click on the merch link, type in code BIRTHDAY, and get 20% off everything. So go there, do that. While you're there, watch the videos. You can go to the YouTube channel or just go to worldrecordpodcast.com, watch all the videos. And if you're into extra content, join the Patreon, man. $5 a month gets you an hour and a half of episodes every week. Basically two episodes, but it's all one long episode. If you didn't get enough of fart in this one, you go to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast and you $5 a month. You get everything. Watch the videos. We're doing great stuff. This is a very unique podcast, and we're going to start mixing things up in the future. So stick with us because it's just going to keep getting better and better and better and better. And now enjoy this episode with your man, Fart Simpson. Hey, everybody, it's me, the B-Man, and this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Listeners get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/worldrecord.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/worldrecord for 10% off your first month.
Take it from me and Hellman. Give it a shot.
I drive a shiny red Camaro, and my forehead's kind of narrow. I'm a wop.
Doop, doop, doop,
ah. My arms are just a hairy, so you know that I'm no fairy. I'm a wop.
Doop, 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 ah.
My friends will call me Vinny, but the white folks call me Guinea. I'm a wop.
Doop, 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 ah.
Thank God I'm a wop.
He's a dago. Si prego.
Thank God I'm a wop.
He's Italian.
Thank God I'm a wop.
Oh, what a stallion. Ah.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that a good song to play?
Welcome to... Who cares? I don't give a... Listen. One, I'm known in the comedy community.
Dude, you're edgy as fuck.
I'm known and respected as like a guy who just doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're an edgelord. And you say what you what's on your mind. You say what's on your mind, and you don't care. I mean, it's no holds barred.
I don't say everything that's on my mind.
And you're an edgelord.
And I'm not an edgelord.
I don't know what that means.
I think it just means you're edgy. But I associate it with people who are, like, just edgy and not funny.
You edgy, know, like who where say they just things say, where it's, like, yeah. Kind of in poor taste, but
yeah,
it's supposed to be funny.
And that's all it is, yeah.
Yeah.
So we have we're introducing a new game with Fart here.
What's up, Fart?
Hey, hey, Amanda. Hey, A-Train. Right. I was just listening to the last one too, and it's weird. You're right. The show The Boys throws me off. I'm always like, they're talking to A-Train.
I know. I totally forgot until they're like, "What's up, A-Train?" I'm like, "Huh?"
When did The Boys start? Did you were A-Train before The Boys?
I don't think so. I think it was maybe right around the. I mean, we started this what in 2020?
Because I
pregnant?
Feel like. No,
2019 maybe.
Richard Bain died in 2020. Oh yeah, we probably probably did start. Oh yeah,
I think right around the same time maybe.
I just remember watching The Boys and like the first time they said A-Train, I was like, hey, wait a minute.
But yeah, you're the first.
That came from I had a friend Andrew who was a pilot in Austin, and me and my friends would jokingly call him A-Train.
I don't think it's again. That's not
A-Train's
like
a
new...
very original. Or not a very original
yeah,
name.
It's...
We were talking about how somebody stole our Family Feud game from us. I heard.
Well, investigate. You have to investigate.
I will, but like,
you mean guessing the points?
Yeah, somebody emailed me. You know what? This could be wrong though, because I get a lot of secondhand. Like, you know, I'll get messages.
Didn't we think
something
like that happened before, and we were like, "Oh, this isn't the same.
It's
really
not the
at
same
all."
Thing.
Yeah.
Well, then somebody was like. Somebody said like, oh, they stole your Fauci ouchie.
Yeah, that's
and I'm
what
like,
it was.
We didn't invent Fauci ouchie. That was in the news.
We just invented the Fauci salute.
Yeah, which was
Fauci ouchie.
Yeah.
All hail Fauci. Fauci.
A lot of times people are just trying to stir up shit. And that's why I emailed Rogan when we had the other guy playing Rogan who talks like that, you know, like who totally wasn't him.
Yeah, and he's and like, yeah, man.
But I emailed Rogan because I'm like, you know what? People are going to email him just trying to stir up shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, just so you know, we had a guy on, said it was you, but the joke is that he doesn't sound anything like you.
Yeah, and he was like, he sent actually a really mean, threatening email saying he was going to kick your ass.
Then, yeah, he sent Ari Shaffir and Tony Hinchcliffe to my house with baseball bats and brass knuckles.
No, actually, he was
Joe
very nice.
Actually replied in like,
listen,
five
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's been very nice. He's nice.
Yeah.
He's not a bad guy.
What's he got to be angry about? He's like 53. He can kick a hole in a brick wall. He's rich, probably gets laid all the time, probably has an understanding with his wife.
Maybe he lays his wife all the time.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe he lays his wife, but I'm sure they have an understanding.
Oh.
I would. If I had that kind of money and karate power, I'd be like, we have an understanding now. Like it or lump it.
But then would I be able to go out and
sleep
around?
That's not how it works.
Not fair. Not fair at all.
Sorry, Fart. We're wasting your time. I know you're a busy
No,
man.
You're not. No,
you're a busy man.
Nope. You got lots of, I got the day off today.
You got this a lot of nice. Crank calls to make for Tony Hinchcliffe and Ari Shaffir before they come beat me up.
Our rival, Tim Heidecker.
Oh, yeah. You do stuff with them, too, right?
Occasionally.
You're what we call a podcast slut.
Dude, we haven't done the...
Yeah. You guys all fucking pass me around.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad
I love it.
Passed on to us.
I know.
So this game, I'm excited about this game. How should we set it up? Should we play... Maybe I'll find some game show music to set it up.
Yeah, I have this one.
Okay. But, yeah, sure.
Ooh.
You know, this is your thing. You're the Wink Martindale, the Stink Fartindale. Fart Simpson's game show host name, Stink Fartindale.
I don't know anything about this game, so I'm excited.
Okay.
So Brendan and I thought it could be funny to kind of include some of these wacky drops I'm making to... put it into a game to do a guess who said it.
Oh, fun.
Our drops.
Yeah.
The drops of us. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Yep.
Should we set it up however you want and we'll get
started. All right. So I have, where we got here? Oh, yeah.
Steve.
Here's the first one. I'm going to give you an easy one. Okay. This is an easy one. Quote is, I put zero effort into everything I do. Right. Now you got four choices. Who said it? Vince Neil from Motley Crue, Amy Schumer, A-Train, or B-Man?
B-Man.
I would say it's probably me.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Zero effort into everything I do.
let's see. Can we get your... That's a little low. The drops are kind of low.
Okay. I got them up. Here we go.
Okay.
Man, your tits are huge.
There we go. That's better.
Okay, that's great.
Okay.
I'm going to ace.
All right. So that was easy. Yeah, there we go. You got it. All right. Second one. Here we go. I got some of these. What kind of beer do you like? Heineken. Fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, that's
what kind of beer do you like?
Is that
Heineken?
Wait, is it between me or Brendan?
Oh, so it's just between me and Amanda, or is there a celebrity in there too?
So we got some celebrities. So we got either B-Man, A-Train, Dennis Hopper, or Burt Kreischer.
Dennis Hopper.
Well, that's Dennis Hopper. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I've said that before,
A-Train
though.
Say that,
I feel like maybe I've said that before.
What kind of beer do you like?
Heineken.
Heineken. Fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, I love that. Okay.
I love it too.
All right, here we go.
Let's go.
What are pubes like? Because I haven't had them yet. This is either B-Man, A-Train, Khloe Kardashian, or an albino lifeguard.
Definitely A-Train. Yes.
What are pubes like? Because I haven't had them yet.
To be fair, that's something Brendan told me to say, I think.
No, I don't think so.
I think you did. You always tell me to talk about pubes.
All right. Here we go. We'll fly. We'll keep going right into them. So we got... I bloody love female genitalia and bread pudding with caramel and ice cream. We got...
Gordon Ramsay.
Good old Johnny Depp. Oh, that could have been good. Johnny Depp, Robert Plant, B-Man, or Jordan Peterson?
I'm going to say that's probably Robert Plant.
Yeah. Or the first one.
Ooh.
I bloody love female genitalia and bread pudding with caramel and ice cream.
He's never said that.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, in a drop version.
He bloody loves female genitalia.
Yeah.
Quite delicious.
Human fecal matter.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, let's go.
I'm trying to get pregnant, so it's easy for me to have unprotected sex with a dog. This is either Whitney Cummings, a Florida woman during spring break, A-Train, or Wendy Williams.
Okay, wait, what's the quote again? I'm trying to get pregnant, so I'll have unprotected
sex with a dog. So it's easy to have unprotected sex with a dog.
Is that something I would say?
You probably said
but
it.
But I don't talk about, I don't want to have sex with a dog, though.
Okay. Well, I'm going to, my guess is going to be A-Train Hellman.
Not Whitney Cummings? Okay.
I'm going to say Whitney Cummings. That sounds like something she'd say.
Actually, Brendan's right.
Ah.
I'm trying to get pregnant, and it's easy for me to, like, have unprotected sex with the dog.
So now these are trick questions.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. I like this one. This is a good one. This is tricky. All right. The day I drank my own urine, my own semen. And this is either Beeman, A-Train, Will Smith, or Nas the Rapper.
Wait, the day I drink my own urine? What's the full quote?
The day I drank my own urine, my own semen.
The day Brendan. I drank. Drank
day,
or drink?
Yes, correct. The day I Brendan. Drank, yes. Past Brendan. Tense, he drank his own urine.
Well, if Brendan. This is a drop situation, yeah, it could I mean, be, it could be any of us. Yeah, I'll say Nas the Rapper.
Amanda?
Beeman.
Damn, B-Man's right.
See, this is what adds another level because I'm like, oh, yeah, right. These aren't real quotes. That I was like, right, I'm like, oh, trick. Right. This trick. Is the whole trick.
That's
so,
the trick.
Yeah. I mean, you could really make anyone say anything.
If Jay drink my own urine. My own
is that a real
semen.
Line and a thing?
It is.
Oh. Drink my own urine, my own semen.
Gross.
So you didn't have to make that into a drop.
Nope.
Okay.
I'll straight off. All right. So here we go. I like this is a. See, we're gonna get this one. Very simple. Just all women are bitches.
That's me.
Brendan,
this is either
sure. Brendan,
hey, come on. Wait a minute.
Sure.
We got Snoop Doggy Dog. We got Sean Connery, and then B-Man and A-Train.
Okay, B-Man, Sean Connery, and Snoop Dogg probably have all said that.
Yeah, probably all three.
I've definitely never said that. It was all of the
all
above.
Women are bitches.
It was all the above, I guess.
For sure. Doesn't Sean Connery like beat up women? Didn't he say that in an interview?
I don't know.
He's talking about like keep like that they belong in the kitchen and that you can.
He must
them
have.
Around. Oh yeah.
I naturally gravitated to that name when I was making this.
Yeah. I think he's as a bad look.
All right, here we go.
May he rest in hell.
He's still alive.
All right.
All right. I'll have sex with you if you let me put makeup on you. A-Train, James Franco, Khloe Kardashian, or Alex Jones? I'll have sex with you if you let me put makeup on you.
Who's the one after me? It's A-Train. Who's the
James
next one?
James Franco.
James.
That's
going to
be my
James
answer,
Franco.
Too, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Was it me?
I'll have sex with you if you let me put makeup on you.
Yeah, it was good old Alex Jones.
What is my problem?
I don't know, man.
They're turning the freaking frogs gay.
Yep. All right. Here we go. I have no filter. I have no morals. I have no scruples. Sarah Silverman, A-Train, Scary Spice, or Ellen DeGeneres?
I don't think either one of us said that. Scruples isn't in either one of our categories.
I know what scruples means.
I know, but I don't think either one of us ever used that word.
I'll say Ellen DeGeneres.
Who is the other? Who are the other guests or the other?
Sarah Silverman, Scary Spice, A-Train, Ellen.
Sarah Silverman.
Yeah.
Or Ellen.
You said Ellen. Oh.
I have no filter. I have no morals. I have no scruples.
Is that you?
I've never sucked a dog's dick.
Yeah.
I never have.
You, it's not, you were reading that or something. I just,
I know the word scruple.
Nope. I'm not saying you don't know the word. There are a lot of words I know that just I don't use. I don't think I've ever heard you say scruple.
Well, I've said it. What say?
It was during the recordings when you guys were doing the A-Train voice memos.
I have no filter. Oh. I have no morals. Oh, I have no scruples.
Wait, you can't use voice memos. That's not fair.
It's not voice memos. We're promoting it.
It was, it was when you used to record your thoughts.
Okay.
You sound like Hillary. Play that again.
I have no filter. I have no morals. I have no scruples.
That's Hillary Clinton.
I'm telling you, I could be president.
I'm obnoxious and lazy.
All right, I got a few more if you guys want to power through them.
Yeah, let's do a few more.
Okay. All right, so we got one afternoon in the late 1980s, I came using drugs. It was a terrible experience for me. B-Men, Whitney Houston, A-Train, or Oprah?
Oprah.
Whitney Houston.
Shit, A-Train got this.
Oprah.
Yes.
Oh, right.
One afternoon in the late 1980s, I came using drugs. It was a terrible experience for me.
I love Oprah. She's my queen.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, Hellman, could you stop picking your nose for a second and listen up?
What?
Is something preventing
I wasn't picking it. I was itching it.
Well, listen, maybe BetterHelp can help you out with your nose picking problem. BetterHelp.com/worldrecord. It is a therapy that you can do from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, I mean, I go to therapy. I think it's important to take care of your mental health. And this BetterHelp.com is cool. It, you know, matches you with your own therapist. They have counselors specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, all kinds of stuff.
Relationships.
Yeah, we might need that. We could use
that. Do that together.
We could, for real, we could.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're going to try it. You should try it too. It's confidential, convenient, professional, affordable. You can go to their website and there's testimonials posted daily there.
Nice.
And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor, betterhelp.com/worldrecord.
Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health.
Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/worldrecord. Give it a shot. We're going to give it a shot, too.
We are.
Now, back to our program.
All right, it's going to get tricky now.
Okay.
Right. This one's pretty fucked up.
Oh, shit.
If you kick out every Latino out of this country, then who's going to be cleaning our toilet? Ben Affleck, B-Men, Kelly Osbourne, or David Duke?
B-Men. Easy. Kelly Brendan Osbourne. Has for sure said that.
I don't think I said that. I mean, well, if it's a drop thing, then yeah, maybe.
No. I think Beeman, you got it.
Kelly, if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who is going to be cleaning your toilet?
Unbelievable.
I get what she's saying. I think she's saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like who's going to work in every kitchen, you know?
Yeah, like who's going to do all the jobs that nobody else wants to do because that's.
But it still comes off not good from a trust fund son of
Osbourne, Ozzy. Whore.
You're a fucking loser.
I know for sure Brendan said that, something like that before, though.
No, I said that about right. Asians.
We're getting more fucked up now.
If you
this
kick all the
is,
Asians out of the country, who's going to clean your toilet?
Who's going to eat your
toilet? This I did not cut up.
Okay.
I love this quote. It's from Mahatma Gandhi. He ran a gas station in St. Louis for a couple of years. Ha, ha, ha. Jeff Foxworthy, Gavin McInnes, B-Men, or Hillary Clinton?
I mean, he's just got like...
The first one.
I mean, it could be Gavin McInnes or me, which doesn't sound good.
I don't think you've said that.
I don't think I've said that, but I could see me saying that.
I'm going to say Jeff Foxworthy.
I'm going to say Gavin McInnes or me.
Oh, shit. Okay, remember, I did not alter this.
I love this quote. It's from Mahatma Gandhi. He ran a gas station down in St. Louis for a couple of years.
Is that Roseanne?
That's Hillary Clinton.
That's yep. Hillary Clinton?
Yeah. She's trying to make a joke, I guess. I don't know.
Crazy. Sounds like you still.
I'm telling you, I have a good president's voice.
Okay.
I just start talking yep. like
what
this.
What do we got? One more? Two more?
Oh, yeah. If we got this one, this is great. It takes me 10 minutes to wash my penis.
That's Brendan.
Dennis Rodman, Stephen Hawking, Lucy Kerr Beeman.
I think that's probably me, or could be the basketball guy.
Dennis Rodman. It
takes me 10 minutes to wash my whole penis.
And I like this one. This is, I compulsively smell everything. I like to smell my shit and piss mixed together.
That sounds like something I would say.
Or me.
Katie Holmes, B-Man, Gwyneth Paltrow, or A-Train.
Oh,
I think it's
Gwyneth
me.
Gwyneth Paltrow. I'm going to say I'll put $1,000 that it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
I compulsively like smell everything. I like to smell my shit and piss mixed together.
Who is that? Me?
That's you.
Oh, it is? Oh, I lost $1,000.
That's Amanda saying that.
Oh, boy. I thought that.
I've never smelled my piss and shit mixed together on purpose. I mean, when you're pooping,
yeah, I don't know.
I smell compulsively like
it says right here, you compulsively smell it.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more. Here's your last one. Ready? Let me get you. I'm going to hit them all. All right. I'm a pedophile, and pregnant piss drives me crazy. Jared Fogle, A-Train, R. Kelly, or B-Man?
I mean, B-Man. That's probably me.
Or is it
and it's probably not even altered.
And pregnant piss
drives me crazy. Thank God it's altered. Thank God it's
that's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Woo! You come up with the best games, Fart.
Yeah, that's good. I feel like this game has legs. I think we could use some tweaking, but I like it.
I yep. love it.
I think we're on to something.
It's fun.
I have two that are just so
let's
I guess
hear
it would be so difficult to do, but I'm gonna save these and I'll start tweaking.
Yeah, do it. I mean, it's great. That penis one reminded me of when Brendan said that when he wipes his ass, he goes from the back. And then goes over
my balls,
yeah, up
over
his chin,
the shaft,
and then he looks
up my
at
my stomach.
Oh, yeah. I got the toilet paper.
Oh,
is that
so
me?
Sick.
Okay, all right. He dipped into the sauce, then he dipped a second time. I said, "You just double dipped. It was incredible." This is either Beeman, A-Train, Larry David, or Trump.
Larry David.
Yeah, it's got to be Larry David, or maybe it is Trump. I don't know. I mean, I know it's from Seinfeld. Oh.
You got it.
He dipped it into the sauce. Then he dipped it a second time. Trump. I never even met the guy. He said, "You just double dipped. It was incredible."
That's great. See, Trump has good taste.
Oh, I was listening to the, I put on NPR and they're doing the January 6th hearings.
Yeah, right.
And like
deadly
some girls like, I went into the room and there was where they were having dinner. And I went into the room and there was ketchup on the wall. And a broken plate on the floor. And I was trying to help the valet clean up the ketchup on the wall. And he was saying that Trump was really ticked off today. I'm just like, what are you talking about? First of all, who calls it ketchup? It just sounds like so
Donald
like
Trump
I'm just
is
like,
a friend of Putin.
That's true.
I would never do that.
I have many Jewish friends.
God, he sucks so fucking bad. I
hope
hate him more
loves
than
the
anything.
Bible more than I do.
What's your favorite Bible verse? And he's like, doesn't know
all of them.
Yeah,
I mean, that was like Sarah Palin. That's well, you know, we don't, no need to get political, but there was a time in this country and in reality when people would be held account, like you would have to answer questions. And like, I don't know who the first baller invented the like just walk away.
Yeah,
but it's like that's
answer.
Now that's the norm where yeah. people are like, well, but sir, don't you own? You just allowed Exxon to drill in the fucking rainforest. Don't you own Exxon? Okay, no more questions.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
I would never do that. I still love, my favorite gif ever is his face when he's like, Like, oh, he does all those different
things. I have those stickers on my phone. Did you? Okay.
Bart, you got one more?
I do. All right. This one's, it could be anybody.
Okay.
I'm a unicorn. You all are unicorns. B-Men, A-Train, Puff Daddy, or Miley Cyrus?
Miley.
Miley?
Maybe me. I don't know.
That's Puff Daddy.
I am a unicorn. You are a unicorn.
Puffy said that.
I believe I can fly.
He went and did a college speech.
Remember when he was Puff Daddy?
Remember that show that he had, Making the Band, yeah. I think it was called?
Oh, yeah, I watched
it. That was really good.
I watched the second one when they made the girl group. And then if you watch, again, talking about the Chappelle Show one, where he makes fun of Making the Band, it's so funny. I mean, I love rewatching Chappelle's show because the audience is laughing so hard. Like, you can't even hear what's going on in the sketch because the audience is laughing that hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
I just love it. When he's like, what I need you to do is go down to Queens, give me some Cambodian breast milk, take a picture with the midget holding these balloons. I love that episode. It's so funny.
I do have one that's really fucked up. If you want to end with this one, this is, this is truly fucked up.
Go, do it.
All right, here we go. This is a direct quote. You want me to look like I'm retarded? I look like I have cerebral palsy now. This is B-Men, A-Train, Ben Affleck, or Jeremy Piven?
Jeremy Piven.
Jeremy Piven.
That's Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
You look like I am retarded? I look like I have cerebral palsy now.
What is that from?
It's a fucking interview clip. He must have been drunk or something, but I did not alter that.
You know what? This is stupid. I was wrong.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
He was drunk a lot, wasn't he?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
I'm going to watch that Jennifer Lopez documentary so I can see a little bit of Ben Affleck in there.
They're making a documentary about her. Like, is it like a Hulu show or something?
It's about her like preparing for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Ugh, so I could not think of something less watchable.
And really, it's like just her being like, I've been fighting my whole life to be heard. It's like, what are you talking about? You're Jennifer Lopez. Like, you're a huge, very rich, very successful, huge star.
I make a music nobody likes. I'm not that good of an actress.
She's just
and
pretty.
But yet I've had a career for almost 40 years now.
Yeah.
And this is the biggest thing in my life is a Super Bowl halftime show surrounded by 90s rappers who have all fucking dicked me down.
She did.
What
have
a weird thing to focus on in her life, though, right? Out of all the things to focus the show on, just that?
She's like the Kardashians who, you know. There's a machine. There's like a team of 100 people keeping her
relevant. Yeah.
It's like she's on magazine covers. It's like when you go to the grocery store, there's at least two or three magazine covers with a Kardashian on it.
Well,
and that's not because people fucking give a shit.
Oh, yeah. And they're like in every they're always trending on Twitter.
And same with Jennifer Lopez. She's always out there too. She's got the same. You know what it is? It's probably a promotional company that focuses on people with giant asses.
She does have she's an incredible company. Shape. I'll tell you.
And I'll tell you what, big ass, big shits.
How old is she? 50 something? She looks incredible.
Yeah, well, she probably rubs Asian.
Do you know what it is? It's her skincare products. You just have to buy her products.
I guarantee she doesn't use her fucking
own way.
Product. Like Jennifer, what's her face? Aniston does commercials for Aveeno. She probably is in a hazmat suit. Up into holding it for, you know, up until they're like, okay, we're going to roll. She's like, okay, take the hazmat suit off for a second.
Yeah, I'm not going to breathe while I hold this poison. Welcome to
Urkel's house. Should we call? How's Fart looking there?
That's just what I want to go for, Neanderthalic biker look.
Yeah, great. That looks...
Looks interesting, to say the least.
That's it. The fucking word interesting.
It looks fucking
interesting, to say the least.
Gross. Hate that word.
Gross.
Moist. Everybody hates the word moist. Okay, let's, what's a good place? Let's see. Here we go. Here we go. Let's see. Oh, closed. Every place is closed. Closed, 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 closed. Wow. Okay, this place sounds good.
Wow.
It's my mom.
That's your mom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, maybe.
Fucking bastard.
Did you just have her say a bunch of stuff?
No, I just recorded her without knowing on a phone call. She's talking about Trump and...
Fucking bastard.
Got her saying that.
Maybe your mom can be on this call, too.
I only have 5 drops of her.
Oh, okay.
I have a lot of random
Thank you for
shit.
Calling. We're now open 5 days a week, Wednesday through Sunday.
I'm sorry. You've pressed an invalid key.
Asshole.
Please hold while I transfer your call.
Is this a weed shop?
No, this okay. is a...
Restaurant.
Hey, how's it going?
Call. Press star 9.
Are you there? I just don't... The phone tree has to die. It's so pointless. Oh, hey, finally! Oh, my gosh. You gotta... It's a gauntlet of recordings just to get someone on the phone.
That's true. How can I help you?
Well, I'm here. My mom's in town. We were gonna come in for lunch.
We don't serve lunch during the weekdays, only on the weekends. We offer a selection of pastries and like a little sandwich and a quiche during
the
daytime.
Do you do dinner?
We do dinner, yeah. Starts at 5:30 Wednesday through Sunday.
5:30, Mom?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing.
Okay. Then we'll do that. do you reservations or anything like that?
Yeah, when did you want to come in? Tonight at 5:30?
Well, yeah, well, we need to... what's the... you don't have Frankensteins there, do you?
You say Frankensteins?
Yeah.
No. Tell me what Frankensteins is.
You know, like Frankensteins, Draculas, stuff like that.
Is that a drink? What? I'm not sure what you're referring
Hold
to.
Hold on. Mom?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that okay,
mm-hmm.
Mom? Mm-hmm. They might have Frankensteins.
I don't know what a Frankenstein is.
How do you explain a Frankenstein? It's, you know, like a Frankenstein. Like, you know Halloween College?
No, I'm not sure. This is a restaurant. I don't know what a Frankenstein is. I'm sorry. Is it a drink?
No, it's a Frankenstein.
The monster, Frankenstein's monster?
Actually, it's the... Frankenstein is the doctor, I believe, in that
mm-hmm,
term.
Mm-hmm,
but I'm talking
mm-hmm,
about Frankensteins, mm-hmm. like the actual Frankensteins.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. Are you familiar with the B-man? B-man? And he went to Halloween College, and in his junior year, he had a threesome with a Dracula and a Frankenstein. So that's what I'm talking about. And the way they did that is because his roommate was a werewolf, so he could get them alcohol because of dog ears.
Okay. Cool. We don't have whatever you're talking about. I'm not sure what you're referring to.
Okay. Well, if there's no Frankensteins there, we'll come in.
Okay. Did you want to make a reservation for our restaurant?
Well, let me ask my mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fucking bastard.
Wait, what? Me?
Wow.
Wait, are you calling me a bastard, Mom?
Oh, how beautiful. Wow.
Okay. We'll have to call you back then, I guess.
Daft cunt!
I was looking for something with a monster sound in it, and I'm like, I know I have an old man that sounds like Frankenstein here.
Oh.
Couldn't get it.
Oh, I have this guy. Where's this is my favorite.
Oh, yeah, I have this.
Okay. Here, we'll call a place and see if they serve Frankensteins. Say, I'm bringing my son in, but he's... Dude, all these... Oh, I guess it is early still.
Yeah, I have like 5 drops of my mom. The most I have... I mean, I could... I got Murray, and I got Tony Hinchcliffe.
Okay.
All right!
Try this place. You could also just be, if you want to just do, you can talk. You don't have to rely just on.
Yeah. I got to get back in the mind to actually talking.
Okay, we're getting warmed up. You know this is part of a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
Hello.
Hey-o.
God damn it.
Was that a restaurant too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's a breakfast place. They should be open. Oh. Hey, how's it going? How late are you guys open until?
3.
Oh, you open until 3. Okay. What's your policy on Frankensteins? Because my son is back from Halloween college and he's dating a Frankenstein.
Well, usually it's not that busy on the weekdays. Like, I mean, if it's busy, like 5-6 minutes or 10 minutes wait.
Okay. No, I'm just curious because my son is, he's home from college and he's dating a Frankenstein. And we're going to, I just wanted to make sure that we're allowed to bring, that Frankensteins are allowed in the restaurant. Okay. Huh? You do serve Frankensteins?
You can give what?
Frankensteins.
Frankensteins.
Give me a second.
Okay.
You can say it's a type of appetizer where they just
Frankensteins.
No, it's an actual Frankenstein.
Mm.
You could play one of your Tony Hinchcliffe clips if you want. Hello?
Hello?
Who only eats garlic.
Ramzi!
It's a communication issue. That's the problem.
UBC? No, not busy. We're playing. Okay. Listen. I need a cup to go for this gentleman right here. Uh-huh. I need a cup of coffee to go for... you see the lady who's drinking? Right there? Yeah. Okay.
They're on to some other problem.
Three people on 28.
They're really busy over
there.
Thank
you for nothing.
Thank you for coming.
We shouldn't be... shouldn't be bothering you. Too busy.
Hello.
Yeah, hey.
Hi.
I was just calling. I just wanted to know what your policy on Frankensteins is, because my son is home from Halloween college, and he's dating a Frankenstein, and we wanted to come in for breakfast.
Okay, so for today?
Yeah, for today.
Yeah, but if you come, like, we're not that busy.
So
there's a lot of tables, and we don't sign names or nothing.
So, but you allow Frankensteins to come into your restaurant and Draculas?
Because we need a bigger booth in that case.
We could need a bigger booth, or we could sit outside, but I just want to make sure a lot of places don't let Frankensteins into their establishment.
You know what I mean?
Frankenstein?
Frankenstein, yeah.
I don't know, what is that? Can you explain it to me?
It's like a Frankenstein. Have you ever seen a Frankenstein? Because it's like that, but my son is dating one.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay.
And he's back. He's going to Halloween college. Apparently, he had a threesome with a Dracula and a Frankenstein, which I'm not too crazy about. But I'm trying, you know. I'm really trying to get with the times because I know it's, like, accepted if you want to have threesomes with Draculas, Frankensteins, Wolfmans, stuff like that. I don't know. I think there was a skeleton in the corner. Let me finish. I think there was a skeleton in the corner jacking off when they were having the threesome. But go ahead.
I mean, if you want to come and before they sit, if we see them and if it's okay, okay. If not, I'm going to tell you, sorry, we can't sit them.
Because of discrimination against Frankensteins?
No, it's not that. It's just want to see, like, if they,
customers because you're sitting next to customers and all that, you know?
Oh, because the customers might be scared.
Yeah.
Exactly, you know?
Oh, but maybe we could put
a
sheet.
Because you're sitting on the street and there's a lot of customers next to you.
Oh, and he could cause a car accident.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he could cause a car accident if they see a Dracula and a Frankenstein having breakfast.
Yes, sir.
Now, if we put a sheet over them, will people be afraid that they're ghosts?
We don't have sheets here.
Well, we have white sheets.
Or tablecloth.
Yeah, or white tablecloth. And then... But
that's
then,
what I'm saying, sir. Just when you come here, before you sit down, we have to see...
got to check out the Frankenstein.
What's the deal with that, okay?
Okay.
Can I tell you yes or no?
My question is, if we do put sheets over them, will people be afraid that they're ghosts then?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sir, can the Frankenstein ask a question real quick? Here.
Yeah, you know what? I'm really busy right now. That's what.
That's the Frankenstein.
The voice being given to you is.
Sir? I don't know why he hung up on us.
He didn't like Frankenstein screaming.
He doesn't like Frankenstein. So he is. Okay, so this place. Okay, number one. You see, I wanted to test out the how racist this town is. And number one, racist against Frankenstein. Right here.
Hey, shit!
The elephant in the room, much to the chagrin, I'm sure, of the Bone Zone fans. There will not be a Bone Zone reunion. We don't talk about it much on here. I never listened to it.
Have you ever listened to this podcast?
Yeah, I listen to it. When I have 10 minutes alone in the car, I'll listen to it. Or 10 minutes on YouTube.
Address the elephant in the room.
That's the elephant.
Elephant, shut up! We're dressing you. Yes.
We're not, you know.
It reminds me of Baby Washington.
Why?
Just
the crying.
The noise. Yeah. Shut up. Shut up.
That does
shut
kind
up.
Of sound like him when he's crying at nighttime. Yeah. Won't go back to sleep. He was okay last night, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, sorry, guys. It's not going to happen. No Bone Zone reunion. No, nothing's been resolved.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. So everybody can
I feel like it's always vaguely hinted at, like, what happened. But basically, you and him aren't cool anymore, and you don't talk, and
well, even if we got back together, he's a totally different person that started doing the podcast with me. So, you know, I really don't see how in what universe...
Well, I don't think people know that it's a different... It would be a different Randy that you're getting.
Or whatever. You know what? I haven't talked to the guy. I haven't talked to the guy in 5 years.
We haven't talked to him since our first child was like 4 months old.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So it's been a little.
It's been a while. It's been almost 5 years.
And then we at Johnny's wedding saw him for like a second and he like came and left.
I don't even remember seeing him there.
I think he was there for like a minute.
That was fun because you know what? It had Eric's Rosé, which is so good.
Eric Wareheim's Rosé.
I don't know what it's called.
Las Jarras.
Oh, yeah. Las Jarras. It's really good.
Wait, you know what? We have a Pizza Rat remix.
Oh.
Sorry, I forgot about that. Somebody sent in a Pizza Rat remix.
Wait, really quick. Cut back to here. See, I'm making almost halfway done with this. Making some headway.
Looks like grass clippings.
It is kale and spinach and banana and agave.
Aaron's definitely a picky eater.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have to tell me that. Yep. You don't have to tell me that. I can spot him from a mile away.
Are you really?
Oh, Aaron's a fucking hot dog, plain hot dog guy. No onions for Aaron, I'll tell you that right now. No.
Who likes onions? It tastes like
onions.
Ass.
You have to be over the age of 5 to have a palate for onions, I guess.
I like onions. I like the smell of onions.
Onions. No onions, right, Aaron?
Generally not.
No onions.
I will if they're on there.
What about tomato?
Depends.
If I'm getting a Chicago dog specifically, then yeah.
If I'm getting it, let's say I ordered myself a breakfast sandwich that's really good and it has like, it's like on a hamburger bun and
I get it this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a bite with the tomato on there.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I think
you're not a picky eater. I'm talking number one. I feel like Well, you don't have the best palate. You were raised very poorly. And not poor, like your family wasn't poor.
What?
Your parents just sucked.
My parents didn't suck.
They suck. Your parents are terrible.
My dad's probably listening to this, by the way.
Well, your dad sucks.
No, he doesn't.
But you definitely were a chain restaurant. Like,
so
you
what? What did you grow up eating? Cheesesteaks and pizza? Give me a break.
I didn't grow up eating cheesesteaks and pizza.
Okay, then what did you grow up eating? Meatballs and spaghetti?
Caviar.
Yeah, we're fucking right. You're just fucking
We did have
shit.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, so did I.
No, you didn't.
Do you ever have Hungarian goulash? No.
Well, what did you
I
say?
Didn't. Chicken paprikash, that's the best.
Here's a...
It's funny, a lot of Hungarian cooking is like potatoes, sour cream,
yeah,
chicken, and just like, and peppers, just a combination of those. Bread, langos.
Aaron's a plain hot dog, maybe some ketchup.
Gotta have ketchup.
Yeah. What else? Let's see.
I don't like relish. Foods? I don't like pickles.
Yeah.
You know who else doesn't like pickles? Paul Hollywood from Great British Bake Off. They call them gherkins.
Yeah, so.
It's just funny. And then I just think of jerking my gherkin.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. We got a Pizza Rat remix. And
oh,
this
right.
is from Jeremy Ensley. So there you go. You get a shout out. He better be a Patreon patron. If you're not Jeremy, then now you have to join.
Remember Pizza Rat? Oh my God. Pizza Rat? You don't remember this? Remember Pizza Rat? Remember Pizza Rat? Pizza Rat? Do you have it really low?
Remember Pizza Rat? Cheese!
Pizza Rat? Pizza Rat! Remember
Pizza Rat? Dude, that's pretty...
Pizza Rat? Make a Pizza Rat. Remember Pizza Rat? It's like Nine Inch Nails.
I guess we should put an album out of all the Pizza Rat remixes.
Who's gonna listen to them?
I gotta say, you know, I pull up next to people at red lights and they're listening. I don't understand. Like, people have the worst music blaring.
Yeah.
And you know what I notice more is, like, stuff like this, like rave music, where I'm like, you don't listen to that when you're driving around.
You gotta be high.
These songs would be good for. We should call some people to see if they remember Pizza Rat.
Sure.
Pizza
Rat. Online viral sensation. Pizza Rat. Genuinely surprised that nobody remembers Pizza Rat.
So here's what we could do for the rest of the podcast.
All right.
I like this remix.
It's like industrial.
It would be good. You know what this is? If you're making a movie, if there's any filmmakers out there, this is a good song to be playing. Like if somebody has to go to like some underground club, like dance club or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, like a sex club.
Yeah, like a sex club. Like they're looking for someone or...
Yeah, and they're like walking through and it's like it's like strobe, like really dark, like red strobe light. Yeah. Like,
this is just kind of playing in the background.
Yeah. And then they look over to the side and then the camera pans and it's like... Two like gimps like revving up on each other or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like all this creepy weird stuff.
Yeah, like a guy kissing a snake.
Yeah, and it's like a guy with a snake wrapped around his dick and stuff.
A girl like whipping another girl's ass with a
snake.
No, those little ones with the cat of nine tails. Is that what it's like? Where it's just like it's like a fringe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost like a little dust brush, but it's all. Floppy.
Yeah, and everyone's like sweaty and wet and like has all this black eye makeup and stuff. It's like everyone's real, it's like real grungy down there.
And it's like it's like a strip club, but it's just like there's a lady in like leather panties, mm-hmm. and then like a bra too, and she's just dancing like this.
Yeah. Yeah, and she kind of, but she has like some weird mask on or something.
Yeah,
she's got like a weird like leather mask with like just her lips out. And it's like, and then our main character's just like, what the fuck? I need to find Johnny and get out of here.
Yeah.
For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. For the full uncut episode, head to patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast. Patreon.com/worldrecordpodcast.